good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Madame Renaud, bonjour.
Bonjour, bonjour. Bonjour, madame. Bonjour. I hope it's a good day. The sun is shining. We had some rain.
Yeah, today is the December 14th.
No, the
12th. December 12th.
Okay, guys, 14. So today we have a lot of topic.
We have to run.
Yeah, we have to go because we have a first topic. All is new in Auroville. We will see. We will speak about the Canadian pavilions. We will speak about Portus water and the sludge issue. We need to speak about freedom of speech, also of Avinet. Also to sign or not the petitions. Of course, we need to speak about the change of our organization, so all this kind of topic.
So we have to speak a lot.
Yeah, yeah. A difficulty to have data from group also.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start with number one. Madame Renaud, how is possible that Auroville work without a secretary? This is the first topic.
Auroville works without a secretary? You have a brand new working committee.
You mean
the Auroville Foundation?
Yeah.
Oh, everything works. We have Srinivas Murthy. He knows everything.
Bon, très bien. So, about all is new. Well, I realize that we have a new land board, correct?
Yeah, but we still haven't heard a peep from them.
Maybe there are meetings.
I hope so, but it doesn't look so active like you would think. Bon, enfin, I hope they're studying the situation.
Correct. Another something new.
Wait a minute.
What's about?
There's this big drama after having so many different land things, who was in, who was out, like everything when people are being selected, it creates a lot of friction and people seem to really badly need maintenances these days, so they're very concerned about being on groups also for their own personal importance, influence, perhaps some unsavory deals, perhaps money, you never know what are the other motives because it's all a bit of a mixed bag these days.
Okay.
But what's important is that this group has been finally selected, but now it would be nice if one could hear something forthcoming from them because the silence is a little bit...
It will come.
But I have a question. In the previous group of land, there was some communication rules was not secret, but I mean
some things are secret because land deals are, it's always a little bit tricky about things being known because then the prices go up, etc., soi-disant. But there was something being published in the news and notes, definitely court cases and things like that were published. It was always like plot / this, that, which I always thought was silly because how can you know? I would rather know it's the field next to Kala Bhumi, not plot 24 / thing. Hey, wait a minute, let me go and get my cadastre map. Yeah. I mean, that's really stupid.
Cadastre map. Okay, anyway, to be a topic, we will come. We'll come back with this one. What's happened with the new working committee? So we have a new working committee.
Yeah, finally we got it, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, we will see. Bon.
So, no complaint.
No. For me, only strange that there is. It's better. No.
It's better we don't say anything. We just leave it.
We will see. We give a chance.
We give peace a chance.
A new Auroville Council now also.
The Auroville Council was already there. We have two new members.
This is important. So we have already three new groups. What's next, Madame Lakshmi?
The dissolving of groups hasn't happened yet.
It will come. It's another topic. But what's happened after about the FMC? No, also normally must come a new FMC selection. So member or not?
I doubt it. They've been sitting there. They must have sores.
Oh, you don't believe that? This is a challenge.
I don't believe the FMC is about to change anytime soon.
L'avenir also have to change. We are not.
Well, you know what? That'll tie up in with the polemic on Avinet right now because the international AVIs from Canada have sent a message that they disagree with the new plan by some people upstairs about moving the Inuksuk. Because finally, they've decided that this is the European thing. You know, I remember some 12 years ago or so, I was involved, or maybe more now, in the building the American Pavilion. Mm. And we actually had to move the foundation stone a few times because it was, it's not here. Oh, no, it's not here. So finally, we did it a few times and everything, and then that was the American. And then once the thing is built, they decide, ah, no, no, it's not the American Pavilion. That has to go to Darkali, and now this should be called International. So, in fact, you have a bunch of people who know nothing, who don't know what they're doing, who can't match the town to the city to the land reality. But they're always playing like they know everything. So, so recently somebody made the suggestion that we put everything on wheels. So,
the mobile city.
For caravan housing would be also good.
Caravan housing, yes. But that's already done.
I know.
Manu did it.
I know.
Created an house in...
on wheels.
Old, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, correct. Yeah, the housing board have to be changed also.
I don't know. Maybe.
So maybe many things.
I don't know who's in the housing board. Do you
this
know?
This is a mystery. I try to have some information. I know that there is a representative of the housing service, one from the building application from L'Avenir, one from
that
the Orville Council,
and
three
like
secret Orovillian representatives of Oroville community in large. Mm. Because there is community in short.
But why is it secret?
There is,
Did you look for it?
No, I sent a mail to housing group. Please tell me the name of the people. Just like that, you know, no? They never answered to me.
Okay, maybe
there's
some secret. They were busy.
Anyway, change of organizations. Alors, it's a question about Associati Neuronet, about our group, dissolution of the group, structure, infrastructure between us,
suprastructure,
you know, the vision of underground visions, how you put the cable underground, but underground, the artist life, the vision of on the ground, no, on the ground, at the level of the tea shop, of daily life.
Where you're moving the,
yeah, the city from the ground view. And after you have the overground. So we need three visions at the same time.
Maybe three working groups also, no?
Exactly. It's not enough. Make more. See. So, Madame Lakshmi, Madame Renaud, sorry.
Yes.
About the organizations. I would like to know if for you an organization starts by the collective or starts by the individual, the new process of change.
I think probably it can be either it can be pushed by a collective or it can be pushed by an individual. Finally, somebody sitting in the office will have to be an individual. But you know, the movement can come from the collective. But you know, it's an interesting thing. If you look at it like,
I do not believe that.
What do you believe?
I believe only of the, it all start by the individual. I am more, my approach is more like an artistic approach. No, nobody can tell you what you have to do. So, in terms of, if I am, I use the artistic language, we say, each one, we have our own secret to have inspirations or creativity, open this. So, if we took that in terms of Orovillian, we say it's our relation, secret relation with Mother, with the divine consciousness. It normally, if you do the maximum to be in your place, not pretend that you are chicken, or the opposite of chicken, the pork, comment dire,
peacock. When you are a chicken?
When you are a chicken?
So stuff like that, no? So me, I think the...
But we have many chickens who want to be peacocks.
Of course. The point of it is no good, no?
In fact, the peacocks are the best in reality and in metaphorically in Orville.
Exactly. You see,
and it's a national bird, huh?
No. The peacock, be careful.
So they're protected.
It's true. But anyway, I do believe that some individuals are creative. They propose some new idea, and there are enough intelligence to organize by themselves.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
no doubt.
So there is a kind of relation between the, but me, I don't believe at all of the pressure of the group. Okay.
So here's another question that I have for you. Like, people are saying, I'm wondering, because people are saying, you know, there are all these stories that are underneath, they should be brought out and all. Do you think this is an old, like, Christian habit of, like, going to the confessional and having to confess your sins publicly? Do you think it brings a kind of public respite and people feel like, now justice has been done?
I can see you are not a Catholic truly, because the advantage to go to see to confess. You say, I did that. After they give you some remedy, you have some prayer.
Yeah.
You have to pray 2 times Jesus Christ, 3 times the Father, 5 times Mary, during 2 weeks, for example. So it is a process that after you are clean.
Yeah.
So with the
you
Catholic,
can start again.
This is why I like the Catholic stuff. You do stuff, you pray after, it's clean, you go back.
So instant karma washing.
Yeah, exactly. This is the advantage of. So it's not to confess in public, it's just to say we are not perfect, that each one can make mistake. Even the mistake is the condition to have freedom. So if we know that, we cannot judge.
But don't you feel, I mean, people feel like, especially if people take up public positions, etc., etc., and you know, this is a small village and there's a lot of gossip and things like that. So people have, a little bit like, you know, well, like with, we saw with the last selection committee, and we saw with the feedback committee that excluded some people. So now they have another step to do if they want to say, hey, this is an unfair accusation or this is not correct, then they have to go and deal with their thing. What would be the right way? Because you see, in Oroville, I find that people who do mistakes or like that are often just sort of ostracized from the community, but there's no real punishment. There's no way to actually come back into society. You never pay your dues.
I don't even know if the community really is ostracizing one single person or a group of people that it does. So probably the community has a larger vision. It's more
correct.
It's more inclined to include, to be inclusive more than exclusive.
Correct.
But on the other side, the groups, for different reasons, they have to, or they want to do another kind of selection or work, and they're deciding black or white, yes or not. And so I don't think it's the community that is exclusive. It's more,
I can say that people don't feel they have confidence in certain, you know, when people take over some sort of public thing and money goes missing or this or that, and there's a sort of scandal, nothing is written about it really, so
but
nobody really knows.
We are living in a full gray, who knows what. Nothing. It's always, how can I say, words that come from different sources. And, you know, in this kind of community, we are multicultural, multi-language, the message gets messed up very easily, and much more get messed up when you are speaking bad. So we never know the truth. So that's why.
So that's what I'm asking. So what is the way? Should one find out the truth? Should this be something that goes into public forum? Is this a Christian habit of wanting confessions happening to public? How does the person redeem himself? How does he get reintegrated back into society or in the minds of the people in some groups? What happens? Because
to me, there is no way to judge people really, except they did crime. So in this case, you go into the Indian law or the American law, whatever law you like, and you follow that.
Well, but people taking money illegally is a crime.
Yeah.
And Oroville has often protected such cases.
No, it depends. What do you mean? What do you? How do you set the community? What is the value of the community? And then you go for your crime or not crime. But in 2,500 people making this kind of process that it belongs to a larger community, it's much more complicated, and we will get again in this kind of mess of people that are overworked for conflict resolution more than policy making, or looking to the future more than in the past.
Now, that's why, for example, yes, we can go to the question of to sign or not a petition. For example, you realize that something is not correct, nobody listen you, so suddenly you have to say, I need to do something, and you will use the petitions, and you will go with your paper to try to catch people to sign your petitions.
But you can make it also online, actually in a VNet.
Yeah, but the problem for you, for me today, I would like to know if for you the fact that you sign a petition is an action, is an act, or just it's just an agreement like that, a virtual agreement, or comment dire, pas futile, temporary like in Facebook. You say, I like it, but just like that after 10 minutes.
No, I think we have a lot.
What is the power of the petition?
It's little, actually. For what I see in Evinet, there's no power. So the petition that has been.
By Evinet.
By Evinet, actually, it doesn't end up with any actual fact. I have never seen any.
Sorry.
A general meeting created by or maybe one, may created by a petition, but this that is said, it should be really kept.
We got one last time, it was a petition about the sludge.
But yeah. It wasn't on Evinet.
It was not on Evinet. So okay. There is a difference between
you had,
two. You have to sign the paper and you put your name on the paper. It's different.
Yeah. Well, no, that is the thing. You have to.
No, but then half of the people only showed up at the meeting. That's also the thing.
So that's why I said to
it
you,
doesn't
I
really
said,
mean much.
That's why I said, if me, Wazo, I will go somewhere with my petitions, I have a text, I will go to see you, I say, oh, I will go to see my friends. First, I make a mistake, because it's not by your friends. The friends, if I said, hey, you, I like you, I mean, please sign my petition, what does it mean? It means I use the affective. I don't use the fact of the true topic, if the topic is correct or not correct. Mm. So we cannot use the affective to have a petition. So for me, that I was an activist before, when we sign petitions, is because we are truly concerned. We are already in these actions, often. And after we are not only concerned, we said for us to sign a petition is an action. And we are proactive. And we don't sign the petition after we go to sleep.
Yeah, that's I think the way it should be. But for different reasons now, in Evinet, it doesn't happen and it's very sad. I would like to see it, people signing petition and making an action.
No, even they have that pulse question, which you'd think would be a kind of pulse of the people and all, and that could be, but it never translates into anything. It's just all
empty.
In fact, Evinet, in the end, is just a place for disharmony. It doesn't actually do anything.
Yeah, but also it's good to have a place of disharmony.
Where you can at least share something.
Because
user notes has become very sanitized. Huh? Mm.
Yeah, because there's this topic on Euronet, no? The freedom of speech, some new Eurovision arrive, they don't know the history of Euronet or even the history of a personal individual. So suddenly now there is some new Eurovision, they ask Euronet, why?
Inconvenient questions.
Yeah, inconvenient. Why these people, we know who, why these two, three people cannot have the freedom of speech? So, one more time, Madame Renou, let's go to others in advice. So, Madame Renou, I know that you use a lot Euronet.
But it doesn't really. I mean, I use it, but
I know that you are an activist of freedom of speech. You lack the speech. You lack the freedom.
Yeah.
So, for you, what would be the best attitude concerning Euronet's freedom of speech? Everybody can say what you want.
I think the best is to let people say whatever it is they want, and
without
then,
rule of
and
game.
Then delete whatever is offensive. The problem is this is the problem for me, is that having been in the working committee before, you can see that nothing that we say is actually private. Everything is exported out. And sometimes some of the information in certain hands can prove to be quite detrimental. And because there's a great lack of discipline within this community, there's a great lack of fact-finding, our friends that have been banned are, I'm sorry to say, often completely confused or use innuendo. Part is fiction, part is fact. Mm. So it takes a lot of. It's easy to throw out an accusation and put somebody in a lot of trouble, and it will take a lot of work. And when I was in the working committee, I spent a lot of time undoing the wrong, or you know, the things that people had published. And it took a lot of work to undo that. So because we are not so responsible for what we do, and because it doesn't stay en famille as it is supposed to be, some moderation needs to be.
Thank you, Madame Renou. Excellent.
Madame quoi?
Renou.
Just checking.
So, well, I think we can conclude like that by the secret.
Yeah.
Say that maybe the best is to say, shh, we know nothing.
We know nothing.
But it's not true.